Good Wednesday morning. Happy hump day. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs. By now, you know that Mitch McConnell has pulled the GOP healthcare bill and will return to it after recess. A little nugget behind the scenes, minutes before McConnell was going to pull the bill, Burgess Everett, one of our Senate reporters, turned to me and said, they're not going to get this done before the July recess. Anyway, let's unpack what's going on in D.C. right now. This is supposed to be Donald Trump at his strongest. He became president a few months ago in an election that shocked the political system. Yet most of his legislative goals remain far off. Tax reform undone. Congress has not repealed and replaced Obamacare. Infrastructure is basically nowhere. They've not funded a massive border wall. Congress hasn't passed a budget and is squirming to strike a deal to lay out the fiscal blueprint. One White House insider pointed to Neil Gorsuch's confirmation as Trump's principal legislative achievement. Here's a message to 1600 Pennsylvania about how you could turn it around, per several of the top GOP operators in and out of government. Stop setting artificial legislative deadlines. You spend a lot of time on media critiquing. Use some of that time to talk about the substance of what you want to get done and sell it. Yes, your base loves media bashing, and it's fun television for some, but now you have to pass bills, and that's what governing is. And your base for that is Washington insiders, who need to feel pressure or fear. The president clearly likes rallies. Awesome. Who doesn't? Hold a series of theme rallies to make the public case for what you want to do, and have the president try to stick to the script. Convince Republican leadership on the Hill to pass some small ball legislation you could sign. Use Rahm Emanuel's 6-for-06 as a model. The big read this morning, Burgess Everett, Jen Habercorn, and Josh Dossie on Inside the GOP Healthcare Flop. Some juicy nuggets. Senators had no idea that McConnell would pull the bill. And at this point, Senator Susan Collins of Maine said there needs to be a major overhaul of the bill for her to support it. Here's one of the big problems. The new Politico Morning Consult poll shows fewer than 4 in 10 back this bill, per Stephen Shepard, our polling guru. Phil Rucker, Bob Costa, and Ashley Parker of the Washington Post have a smart look at a big problem on Capitol Hill. No one is afraid of Donald Trump. It's a refrain we hear a lot. Donald Trump didn't elect lawmakers, their constituents did. The New York Times reports that Emmanuel Macron invited Donald Trump to Paris for Bastille Day, July 14th. Paul Manafort has registered as a foreign agent for a pro-Russia Ukrainian political party, per Theo Meyer. He made more than $17 million working for them. Not bad. Another good polling nugget, Democrats are not ready to dump Nancy Pelosi. Wendy Sherman is now an NBC and MSNBC contributor. Spotted at the Hay Adams bar last night, Elliot Spitzer. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.